You need not join us. The men of the Winterlands are made of iron and ice, and even my boldest knights fear to face them.
Oh, deftly done, Tyrion thought, smiling crookedly.
The burned men fear nothing. Timit, son of Timit, will ride with the lions. Wherever the burned men go, the Stone Crows have been there first, Conn declared hotly. We ride as well. Shagga, son of Dolph, will chop off their manhoods and feed them to the crows.
We will ride with you, landlord, Chella, daughter of Cheek, agreed. But only if your half-man son goes with us. He has bought his breath with promises. Until we hold the steel, he has pledged us. His life is ours.
Lord Tywin turned his gold-flecked eyes on his son.
Joy,
Tyrion said, with a resigned smile. Sansa. The walls of the throne room had been stripped bare, the hunting tapestries that King Robert loved taken down and stacked in the corner in an untidy heap. Sir Mandon Moore went to take his place under the throne beside two of his fellows of the King's Guard.